Hello, Audio Boomerangs. I hope you're all having an excellent day, and if you're not, well, here's hoping this post will make it a little bit brighter, although that may sound rather egotistical. I don't mean it that way, honestly. I'm currently involved in a History of Christianity course at my church on a Wednesday evening. Actually, there are four different courses offered there now on Wednesday nights, taught by four different people, and I would have liked to have taken all of them. But, of course, that's temporally impossible, so I could only sign up for one, and that was the one I chose. Initially, I signed up for it partly because it's being offered by the gentleman who leads my Bible study group, for whom I have immense respect and admiration, so I wanted to support him. But now, I'm especially glad I signed up for it, because it's turned out to be a fascinating course, and I think I'm learning a lot, although God knows, with this deplorable memory of mine, I'll probably forget it all in a matter of a few weeks. Oh, well, at least I'm having fun at the time. Anyhow, before everyone goes off to his or her course of choice, we all meet in the fellowship hall for some supper, which usually consists of homemade soup and baguettes, and some social time and some songs sung to my minister's dulcet guitar. Well as being an adequate guitar player, my minister is quite a card, and he usually has a joke of the week for us. Last night was no exception. And the joke was so amusing this time that I thought I would share with you folks. Hopefully I can get this right. So it goes something like this. One day, George Bush was walking through the Tampa airport, and although it was really quite crowded, he couldn't help but notice this tall, imposing figure with white hair and a cloak and sandals in front of him. He thought to himself, "That man looks like Moses." So he hurried after him. And then he realized that the man had a scroll in his right hand with the Ten Commandments written on it. And he knew it was Moses, and he called out, "Hey, Moses, Moses, slow down, man, I'd like to talk to you." But Moses wouldn't slow down, he just kept hurrying along. So George Bush hurried even faster to catch up with him, and he finally did, and he tapped him on the back, and he said, "Moses, please, man, slow down, I want to ask you a few questions." Well, Moses wouldn't slow down, he just turned his back and walked away. Poor old George understandably got rather frustrated, and he turned to an aide, and he said, "Look, I'd swear that's Moses over there. I really want to talk to him. I'd like to ask him a few questions. I'm sure he's got some answers for me. Would you go over to him? Maybe you can convince him to come over here." The aide said, "Well, the least I can do is try." So he hurried after Moses, and he finally caught up to him and tapped him on the arm. And he said, "Look, sir, George Bush would really like to talk to you. He's just got a couple questions he'd like you to answer. Would you mind going over there for a few minutes?" Moses said, "No way, man. The last time I talked to a Bush, I had to wander in the desert for 40 years. I'm not doing it again."